Sarah, thank you. Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Thursday, the 5th of June. There are warnings of gales in southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight, low north Faroes 975 expected 200 miles northeast of southeast Iceland 981 by midnight tonight. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking north at Sira. Southerly or southwesterly, veering westerly later in Viking, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first. Showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor. South at Sira, southerly 4 to 6, veering westerly or southwesterly 2 to 4. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger. South or southwest, veering west later, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first. Rain or showers, perhaps thundery in Cromarty, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Fisher, south or southwest, 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. German Bight, Humber, Thames, Dover. South or southwest, 4 to 6, rain or showers, perhaps thundery, moderate or good, occasionally poor. White, Portland, Plymouth. West or southwest, 4 or 5, increasing 6 at times until later. Rain, showers later, good, occasionally poor. Biscay, Fitzroy. West or southwest, 4 to 6, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Sol, Lundy, Fastnet. Southwest, veering west, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first in Lundy and Fastnet. Rain, then showers, good, occasionally poor. Irish Sea, southwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then becoming west 4 or 5 later. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Shannon, west or northwest, 4 or 5, showers, good. Rockall, Malin, west or northwest, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, showers, good. Hebrides, Bailey, southwesterly at first in East Hebrides, otherwise westerly or northwesterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first, showers, good. Fair Isle, southwest, 5 or 6, veering west, 3 to 5, showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor. Faroes, southwesterly, veering northwesterly, 5 to 7, then backing southwesterly, 4 or 5 later in south. Showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland, cyclonic, 4 to 6 in west, otherwise northerly, backing northeasterly, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first. Rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. On to the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, west by south, 4. Recent precipitation, 13 miles, 994, falling slowly. Stornoway, southwest, 4. Recent rain, 19 miles, 990, steady. Lerwick, southwest by south, 7. 14 miles, 988, falling slowly. Lucas, west-southwest, 3. 15 miles, 996, falling slowly. Bridlington, southwest by south, 3. 999, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southwest, 5. 5 miles, 1007. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, southwest by south, 6. 5 miles, 1006. Jersey, southwest, 4. 19 miles, 1,007, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, south-southwest, 5. 5 miles, 1,005. Scilly Automatic, southwest, 4. Slight rain, 4 miles, 1,004, falling. Valentia, southwest by west, 3. Slight showers, 4 miles, 999, falling. Ronald's Way, north by east, 1. 19 miles, 999, falling slowly. Malinhead, southwest by south, 5. 12 miles, 996, falling slowly. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Thursday the 5th of June. The general situation: the United Kingdom lies in an unsettled west to southwesterly airflow, with rain or showers expected for all areas at times. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southwest 4 to 6, veering west or northwest 2 to 4. Showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. South or southwest, veering west later, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first. Showers, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Southwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then becoming west 3 to 5 later. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, south or southwest, veering west later, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first. Rain or thundery showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, southwesterly 4 or 5, increasing 6 at times, mainly in south. Rain or thundery showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6. Rain, then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, westerly or southwesterly 4 or 5, increasing 6 at times, mainly in the east. Rain, then showers, mainly fair later, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, southwest, veering west later, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first. Rain, then showers, good, occasionally poor. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, southwest, veering west, then veering northwest later, 4 or 5, increasing 6 at times until later. Rain, then showers, good, occasionally moderate. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, variable 2 to 4 at first in north, otherwise southwesterly, veering westerly or northwesterly later, 3 to 5. Rain, then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, west or southwest, but becoming variable for a time, 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later. Rain, then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Isle of Man, west or southwest 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less, becoming southwest 3 to 5 later. Occasional rain, clearing to isolated showers, good, occasionally moderate. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, west or southwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time. Showers, but rain at first in south, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first in south. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time in south. Showers, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardenmurchan Point. West or southwest 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, then veering northwest 2 to 4 later. Showers, good. Ardenmurchan Point to Cape Wrath, southwest 4 to 6, veering west or northwest, but becoming variable at times later 2 to 4. Showers, good. Finally, Shetland Isles, southwest 4 to 6, veering west 3 or 4 later. Showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin. This is BBC Radio 4, and now Prayer for the Day, presented by Canon Simon Dugan.
Good morning. Following the 80th anniversary of the liberation of Auschwitz, a parishioner passed me a book on the subject by BBC journalist Lawrence Rees. I felt there were 1.1 million reasons why I should read it. The final chapter shared the testimony of survivors, and after the SS had fled, 10-year-old twins Eva and Miriam Moses Corr were left largely on their own. Breaking through the perimeter fence, Eva walked to the edge of the Sola River, bounding one side of the camp to crack the ice and get water. Suddenly she saw a little girl, about her own age, on the opposite bank. To Eva, wearing rags and swarming with lice, the sight of a prettily dressed child with ribboned hair and carrying a satchel was almost unbelievable. There was a world out there with children who looked like children and who went to a school, she said. The promised land on the other side of the Jordan must have acquired a similarly mythic quality for the children of Israel, where, according to Deuteronomy, it was revealed to Moses that he would die without crossing the river. Most of Auschwitz victims received no prior warning. But Eva's incredulity also raises for me the real or perceived differences that often emerge between life on one side of a river and life on the other. If it took God to stop the water of the Jordan and bring Israel over on dry ground, perhaps all the great gulfs require a miracle to cross them, from captivity to freedom, deprivation to plenty, adversity to opportunity. Thank you, Lord, that in Christ you reach out to us still across the water, bridging the gap and calling us to that place you prepared for us in the beginning. Amen.
Prayer for the Day with Canon Simon Dugan. Now it's time for Farming Today. Here's Charlotte Smith.
Good morning. Today, stopping the innovation drain.
We need government intervention to ensure that the cycle of companies that start up this day, it's not a cost issue, it's viewing an investment case, and the investment case is there, it just needs to be looked at.
More on that later. First, the rules and regulations around crofting in Scotland should be made simpler by a new law published by the Scottish Government this week. Crofting is a system of landholding unique to Scotland, where small parcels of land, on average about 12 acres, are rented on a long-term tenancy, which can be transferred, usually within the family. Crofters have rights to things like fair rent and security of tenure, but also have a duty to live on or near the croft and to put the land to purposeful use.